Ah, yes. You know, I tell you, tough times, man. We have Asaias we are contending with. We have a bitter divide as far as this upcoming election. We have a stimulus plan not to be so far. People are needing some help here. Plenty of division. We're dealing with COVID-19. We're dealing with a racial injustice. We're dealing with so much. So who do I turn to in these times of need? The great Rabbi Ed Shel Pearl, that's who. Chabad of Mineola, and I know he always comes to my rescue. And that's why I've labeled it Pearls of Wisdom. And we say a very good morning to the good Rabbi. How are you, my friend?
Thank you so much, Jay, and to all your listeners. First of all, let's begin with a blessing for all of us to come out of this COVID-19 and healthy and well. And our best wishes to all those who are still recovering, have a complete recovery. And as you say, we are facing so many issues. You could have a whole ABC going on over here. And sadly, Jay, I think there's a certain disconnect in a certain way. I think that the basis of all the things that you just mentioned really is that a lot of Americans today feel their freedom of speech is being threatened with fear of speech. You can't say anything without being labeled. You can't have a conversation anymore without the other person either getting hot under the collar or giving you calling you some sort of a name. And that leads to baseless hatred. You know, having conversations, having different opinions is the way, that's how we were all brought up, and that's a very healthy way. You hear different opinions, you learn from each other, it perhaps crystallize your own opinion. But if a person has different opinion and you hate him for that, man, you're heading down there, you know, who knows where. And so there's so much anger out there. Everyone hates this, everyone hates that. This one's outraged about the masks. This one, you know, the pandemic. This one's worried about the politics. As you said, so many things. So, unfortunately, I think it all goes back to this freedom of speech. If people could speak to each other more civilly, there would be less anger, less outrage. And I think the time has come where people have to say to themselves, have to make a decision. Am I a connector or a divider? Now, a connector means someone who looks for the commonalities in each other. A divider looks for the differences. A connector gives other people a benefit of the doubt. A divider looks for the fault in others. Another aspect, Jay, is that dividers often disguise their preference for conflict as fighting for principles. I really think it's a bunch of, it's a smokescreen. So I think on a positive side, all of us should say to ourselves, when I look at other people, and I'm actually fascinated by this idea, Jay, that, you know, we're all having our mouth closed, our nose covered over with a mask. That means you see of a person their eyes. You see more of their eyes than you see of their nose and their mouth. And I think on a metaphorical sense, look at someone else and know that everyone's eyeball really is the world. There is a concept that everyone carries within them, a world. And when you look at someone else, you've got to see their world and look at my world and learn from each other and reflect each other of the sacredness of each of us. So, yes, there's a lot to be down for at this time, but at the same time, I have a positive outlook that the connectors that share love, that fight for equality, that stand up for justice and to protect the vulnerable, they're going to win the day because light always overcomes the darkness.
Hey, listen, that's great advice. It really is. You know, and it's all about the communication, the two-way street. You have to have it. You have to have the continued dialogue without question. And then to add insult to injury, we had Asaias. First of all, are you safe? How'd you make out, my friend?
Well, I must tell you that my main office still has the telephones and internet down, and that's in the Mineola area. And thank God, not everywhere Mineola is that way, so I still am able to get on the phone and do our Zooming events that go on the internet all the time. But it has become it's quite a nuisance. But you know what? When we think in the broader base, things are a little uncomfortableness. It's a reminder of the world that we're living in. But it shouldn't lose any faith in humanity over each other over there. Just take it easy. Have some patience. And I'm sure everybody will catch up with this and we'll get back to normal. But I think that I would have hoped, I'm always hoping that during this COVID-19, that those who spent the quarantine time are still doing that. If we use it on structured time and effort, you come out a much better, more happier person, as opposed to just sitting and drooling over it and being angry and full of anxiety and negativity. So use the time well to learn to connect to one's family, to reach out to those who are lonely. You come out much more healthier, because it's a downtime to think more about what really are. We all talk about essential workers. We have to realize that we ourselves have to be essential workers to ourselves, to our family, to our community, and all the things that we thought we need, the vacations and coming and everything else. Who needs them? You can see at this point we can live on, and we can, thank God, we'll come out of this even without the vacation, without all the things that we so typically do during the summertime.
That makes sense. You know, that's why I always look to you, sir, for
appreciate it.
My pearls of wisdom, you see. That's why I look at you.
Thank you, Jay. But you're also a leader and a great leader, and you're leading your community there. And I want to wish all of your all your listeners a wonderful, safe day, and to continue looking for the good. And let's all try to be kind of lamplighters to light up the world with our goodness and kindness.
I love it. I love it. You stay safe now, okay? We'll talk to you soon. Anything you need, just reach out.
I appreciate it. All the best to everybody. Take care.
Great, Rabbi Anshel Pearl. Pearls of Wisdom. About Emiliola, what a job he does. And he's right. It's about communication. Got to have the dialogue. Constant dialogue. We don't have that. We need dialogue, especially on Capitol Hill these days. Especially on Capitol Hill. Got to have the sides come together.